the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name is Sammy Dooley and I'm the deputy chair of the Relay for Life Isle of Man event.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
So Cancer Research UK has been running now for 120 years with the mission to beat cancer through world-leading research. The purpose to save lives by fundraising research into the prevention, detection and treatment of cancer with the vision of a world where people live longer, better lives free from the fear of cancer. So the actual Relay for Life event began in the mid-2000s after a concept that was brought from the United States. Communities across the UK started to form local relays where teams of friends, families, colleagues all spent months fundraising on the lead up to the challenge of the 24-hour event where we walk for 24 hours, relaying and celebrating and remembering.
Tell us about your team.
Yeah, we're actually a very small committee. There's myself as the deputy, we've got Lisa. We have lovely Gemma who helps us with our socials, and then her lovely mum Sue who's going to do all of our, in our main survivors, on our main tent, she's going to do all of the decoration for there. And then we've also got lovely Vicky that's going to be doing our logistics, bless her, towards the lead up to it. She'll be doing all the logistics. So that's our current team at the moment. Lots of stuff going on.
Who is the charity for?
So Relay for Life specifically welcomes people of all ages, abilities, including cancer survivors, to take part, reflect and celebrate progress together. You know, all making sure that we can fight the fight to make sure that we can get rid of this horrible disease altogether, hopefully.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Cancer Research UK works with, it's a wide range of partners. So for Relay for Life, you know, we've got a strong collaboration with a lot of local companies. It's volunteers and community organisations that are supporting us through their sponsorship, their fundraising and participation, really. So it's for us on the island, it's really real community, and it's about, yeah, we get a lot of our work partnerships through community.
What are your main goals?
Obviously, main goal here is to fund life-saving cancer research. That's the biggest goal, to improve prevention, early diagnosis and treatment with outcomes. Bringing communities together, the Isle of Man is a great community anyway, so bringing us together is brilliant. And then, but also to support those that are affected by cancer and their families and friends around them, raising awareness as well of the event, and to gain as many supporters and teams as possible to help us keep growing this event and making it bigger every year.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Yeah, so over the next 5 years, we aim to invest heavily in advanced research and innovation, improve early detection and personalised treatments, to keep Relay Isle of Man growing, you know, and to exceed year on year the annual totals that we're raising. 2025, we raised just over 90,000 here on the island alone. So every year we want to just keep going above and above and above that amount, so that over the next 5 years, yeah, we want to see Relay for Life Isle of Man known as one of the bigger events over here.
How is the charity funded?
Charity's funded mainly through public donations and year-round funding from the teams that take part. Corporate sponsorships is a huge thing for us. You know, the more corporate sponsorships we can get, the better. And our partnerships that we can get. The main event itself, because it's a public family fun day. So, yeah, we have an open afternoon with bouncy castles and all sorts going on. And then teams also have various stalls around the track and they sell things and do raffle prizes. And, yeah, it's about just the fundraising really all year round and on the day.
How can people support you?
People can support many ways. So joining Relay, starting a team, joining a team, making a donation, or being a sponsor, you know, sponsoring us, being a corporate sponsor, joining us as a partnership, volunteering at events, even that just helps us. And then you even talking about it, you know, as a volunteer spreads the word. And then, yeah, just partnering, as I said, through business sponsorship or fundraising initiatives. Every little bit of contribution helps us to get to the final total and keeps pushing to save lives.
Where can people find out more?
Go onto our social media pages. So we've got our Relay for Life Isle of Man social media page. You can go on to Cancer Research UK and you can type in the Relay for Life Isle of Man 2026, and that will bring up all the information on there about it, where you can join, register either if you're a survivor and you just want to come along to our VIP survivor afternoon tea, you can come along to that. Sign up and register via there. You can sign up and register as a team on there, or you can join a team via that link, or you can just purely make a donation.
The charity of the week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.